Jersey, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the video smoke. We look around, found a real show, yeah, it's a pool. Heard the snark in the place where I thought the spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, let me put number five.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. You've been watching Gutfeld?
No, I really haven't because I just am so tired.
You went back to work?
I'm back to work and I'm just so tired and I have been. But I watch
him on. It's on too late for Rick. It's past his bedtime.
I do watch him on the 5. I mean, I watch the 5 every night, so, you know.
You don't watch Gutfeld then, right, Rick?
Not when I got to go to work.
Although you could DVR it and watch it in the morning while you're drinking your fancy coffees.
Yeah, I don't have the Frontier box anymore, so I can't do
that. Well, I will say for those of you listening who do watch Gutfeld, which I'm sure is quite a few, Kat Timpf, the little skinny blonde chick, has been on a freaking roll lately. She has been damn near brilliant for the last like 4 or 5 shows. It used to be like once a week she would have like 5 minutes of comedy genius. She's been popping great shit out every single show lately. I think Tyrus is back on tonight too, so that'll make it good.
She's just miserable though. She is just she's a very negative, miserable person.
She's funny though. She's very funny.
She's cute. It is that I don't know. I can't imagine a show without her. She's on pretty much every show, at least every one that I've seen.
Well, she lives in New York. Okay, Tyrus, so that would be. Tyrus lives in Louisiana.
Oh, so he's on a lot too, though.
Well, Tyrus and her are the regulars. If you look at the beginning montage, he has pictures of them up on buildings in New York when they're going through the montage. He's got both of them on there, but. Tyrus generally is, he's got a deal where I think he's only got to work 3 or 4 shows a week at the most. So.
And let me ask this, who pays for him to fly back and forth into Louisiana? Does that come out of
Fox.
Him or does, okay. So it doesn't matter to him. He could come up and do 4 shows if he really wanted to, as long as Fox is footing the bill. I didn't know how that worked.
He's got a beautiful wife and 4 kids, and he's still got the wrestling crap and his, you know, his book tour. And
yeah, but he can.
He does that. He does a podcast with Timpf, which I probably should listen to. I've never listened to it, but it's called Tyrus and Timpf. So I might have to check that out. But anyway, hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio for July 26th.
This is International Film and Television.
Wrong button.
Try it again.
Hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio for July 26th.
2022.
My fingers slipped. They're right next to each other. I mean, they're right, literally, they're right next to each other on the soundboard.
Okay.
So I just hit the wrong one. Yeah, shit happens.
That's all right. Well, let me start tonight's show with some upbeat stuff here.
There's upbeat shit in our country?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I missed something.
No, I was just doing my Biden impersonation. I was just lying about everything. Consumer confidence fell to its lowest since February 21st last month. And there's no doubt July is going to be worse. Now, we told you the last day of May after the quarterly GDP report came out for January, February, and March. Or whatever it was. Maybe it was the last day of April. Yeah, April, May, June, right? It was the last day of April. Whenever the hell our show was then. It might have been the first show in May.
We told
anyway, the point is, we told you that we're in a recession, but it won't be official until the second quarter of negative growth ending in June comes out in late July. Well, that's going to be Thursday.
Well, no, that's not going to happen either, because the White House doesn't know how to define a recession. You saw
Well, for the last 2 days, we've heard nothing from the administration other than Biden has the vid. So unsniffed children everywhere are celebrating. And that two consecutive quarters of negative growth does not mean we're in a recession. I have an answer for that. And if you're under 50, you won't get it. But Edith.
I get it, and I'm under 50.
Yeah, well, you watch old reruns. Go sit in a corner with Meathead. Of course it means that. Yes, unemployment's low, but labor participation is still way below Trump numbers in 2019. See, I actually look stuff up when I do stories. See, if you aren't actively looking for a job, the government doesn't count you. Under Trump.
No, that's not true. Once your unemployment benefits expire, they no longer count you.
Well, if you're not actively looking for a job, you're not registered for a job, you're not saying you're looking for a job, you don't count. Or if your unemployment benefits are up, that is another contingency.
Okay.
You are correct. But if you're not actively the unemployment, the labor participation is way below Trump numbers of 2019. Okay, so they don't count you now if you're not looking. Under Trump, 160 million people were working. And unemployment was at 3.5% in October of 2019. We currently have 158 million people working and a rate of 3.6 unemployment. But this is with population growth of over 2 million. And if you count the illegals, it's probably more like 4 million. So don't believe the bullshit. Okay? What you need to believe is Walmart. You guys had the story there. I gave you a clicker.
And it's sad, but this is true. I saw this on Fox News last night.
Walmart cut their profit projections and basically came in about 8% under their expects for the last quarter. 8% down.
And then their
shares dropped 7.6% today. So almost the same as what they're saying. They're cutting their profit projections by 8%. When people can't afford to go buy more cheap crap made in China at Walmart.
Trouble.
We're in big fucking trouble.
Now, can I throw a monkey wrench in that, though?
No, as long as it's not monkey pox.
Well, part of this 8% loss of revenue that Walmart could be inciting could also come from the fact that they're not getting the shit either. I mean, I don't know about your guys' Walmart, but up here in the Northeast, our Walmarts are bare. I've been saying this for 6 months. I mean, there's nothing. So that could in itself lead to the fact that they're losing money because they don't have the products in the store.
I'm going to address that in a minute, but I will tell you this from the article. Robert Cantwell, who is a portfolio manager at Upholdings Brokerage, says food now makes a bigger share of individuals' budgets, but overall spending still generally remains intact. The retail turmoil bled into e-commerce stocks. Shopify tumbled 14.1% after they announced they're laying off 10% of its global workforce, citing a pullback in online spending, saying it misjudged how long the pandemic-fueled e-commerce boom would last. Amazon fell 5.2%. Square parent, Block and PayPal, both of which operate major merchant service businesses, which a lot of us use, dropped 7% and 6% respectively. Inflation has also changed the cost of production for companies like General Motors. Its shares fell 3.4%. after they missed earnings estimates, and they blame the supply chain disruptions.
Well, that and the fact that the loan rates went up too, so people are buying less vehicles.
UPS shares slid 3.4% after they reported decline in international and supply chain businesses. On the flip side, Coca-Cola shares rose 1.6% after they topped earnings and revenue projections. So basically, it fits, and McDonald's added 2.7%. Those 2 points go into what I'm about to say, but go ahead.
Kind of. The Coca-Cola, the only reason I can tell you right now why Coca-Cola is up and Pepsi is probably up as well is because those are the products when you go into Walmart, you can't buy Walmart soda. You can't buy the shit that, you know, the generic stuff. The only thing you can get right now up here in the Northeast is the soda that's bottled at your local bottling center, your local Coca-Cola plant, and brought into Walmart. So that's why, because right now we can't buy the cheap shit. We're stuck buying the Coca-Cola when we go into Walmart.
I'm about to address that.
Okay.
So no matter what crap the administration spouts the rest of the week, remember, they did this. And also, kids, go back into hiding. The old perv may emerge any day now from the Rona. So,
I can't believe they didn't take their shot at him.
Yeah, his sniffing is going to be back in full go mode by next week, I think. Yeah,
probably. But this was their shot to take him out, and they didn't.
Rick, you're safe.
I don't think I'm that young.
Yeah, you're safe. He only sniffs young girls and boys. He doesn't sniff mature people unless they had to be a motorcycle chick who sits on his lap during the campaign. Apparently, anybody sits on his lap, he'll sniff. So anyway, wage growth. And we've told you this before, but we're going to explain it again. Wage growth is less than inflation by a lot. The administration says it's 3-4% behind, but they understate inflation. You're really 6-7% behind, and that's if you got a 5% raise. Because that's how much they're saying wages are up, about 5%. But real inflation numbers are between 11 and 12. The wholesale consumer price index was 11.5 or 11.4 or something last month. That's really closer to a true inflation number than the one that they manipulate and put out. So what happens? People have fixed bills, of course, rent, mortgage, car insurance, utilities. And rents and utilities aren't even really fixed costs because your landlord can raise your rent every year, and utilities go up when it costs them more to get the electricity for you. So, and like you said, Slim, in the Northeast, your utilities go way up this winter.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm worried about. Everyone here is worried about food, and yeah, down south that's a big concern because you guys got the sunshine and the heat. But up here, we are going to freeze our asses off. I mean, I'm locked in good. I'm $2.99 a gallon for propane. But these poor people are going to pay $5-6 a gallon. I know I couldn't afford to heat my house at $5.
Yeah, but my electric bill last month was $249, and granted, it was a warmer month, but I had been averaging about $108 or $109. So our electric bills are up too. It costs more to get it.
Well, you saw like today what happened over in Europe. Which country just got there is having blackouts? England. England had to buy electricity today at like an ultra premium from freaking Belgium. It was costing them like 8 times what normal electricity would cost because of the blackouts over there.
It did hit 100 degrees in a country where 70 degrees is a hot summer day.
I know.
They did have a really weird weather situation. But, you know, over here, our blackouts are our own goddamn faults because, you know, you people that are these, you know, we got to do renewables. Well, I'm telling you right now, America has enough petroleum in the ground under our own country to supply our country for 400 years. And that's just what we know about. There's stuff we probably haven't discovered yet even. Okay. But what are we doing? Oh, no, wind and solar. Yeah, okay. Let's get stuff that's produced by China, our fucking enemy. Because they produce all the solar panels. They produce all the windmill parts. And by the way, windmills take about, 700 gallons of oil that has to be changed every 9 months? Ooh. Yeah. When those things are running and producing electricity, guess what? You have to use it right away. It has to go out into the electrical grid and get used because you can't store it. So when you start depending on that and the wind stops, or it's cloudy, you don't have any electricity. or if you have a sudden freaky winter storm like Texas did, which went way too much into this shit.
You're fucked.
What the hell? You remember what happened last winter in Texas?
Yeah, they don't have windmills that are
people
built
died.
For this. Yeah, because they don't people have the windmills
died.
That are built for like we do in the Northeast with heaters on them to melt the snow and ice because they don't get that shit down there. And like you said, people died.
People died. So anyway, when you're tight, the last two things, food that I mentioned, clothes, entertainment, they just go away. But food, the first thing I mentioned, kind of matters more. But food's up about 15% overall. So if you got a 5% raise, you can only afford 90% of what you bought last year. Yes, some people will be better off eating less. But try that for a campaign slogan and see how you do. Vote for us.
Eat less.
Vote for us. You lost 10 pounds. And we ask you that even that's wrong, too, because what happens to poor people? I mean, look at the obesity rate in this country, and most of the obese, not all, but a lot of the obese people in this country are poor.
They are because they buy the cheap, crappy foods that are full.
They
of
buy
the
cheap, crappy foods, or they live in cities where they don't even have access,
right?
Because they can't behave themselves, and the crime rates are too high, and self-respecting grocery store chain will open. So they got to buy, you know, chips and Slim Jims. Yep. Yeah, see how much weight you lose eating chips and Slim Jims all the time.
You won't. But let me ask you this, though. Is the answer to this what a lot of politicians have been spouting and even spouted, you know, the last election during the debates is this be American, buy American philosophy where we try to reduce our dependency on China and build everything here in America. I mean, you've heard me speak before on this show alone that this is not something that will really work in the bigger scheme of things because we can't afford to buy the chips here. We can't afford Apple phone here would be $7,000 for us to buy the same $1,000 Apple phone that's built. It's true, though. I mean,
your senator and the source of my occasional nightmare is from having met the guy and looking down at that oil slick on top of what he calls a head, Chuck U. Schumer, is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate. And right now they had a $52 billion chip bill. So the chips would be produced in the United States. And they were going to do that for, you know, safety reasons, for military reasons, for a lot of things. Make sure that we have the chip manufacturing, which is vital to our economy, going on here. Mm-hmm. Well, they've now turned that into a $250 billion bill. And then Chuck U. Schumer went in a couple of days ago, and he took out the line in the bill that says none of this money can go to a company that is manufacturing in China. He took that out. So basically what he's saying is we took a $52 billion bill, which some people thought was a little high anyway, turned it into $250 billion over time, and we're going to let China get a lot of that money. Now, hopefully this bill won't pass now. With that out of there, I don't see why it should pass. You know, it defeats
the purpose of the bill.
It defeats the whole purpose. But guess who pays for politicians? China.
Oh, well, yeah.
They own our ass.
But do you think
they freaking own our politicians, therefore they own us.
But how much? Okay, so say this bill had passed in its original form where this wasn't going to be outsourced to China was all built in the United States. You're now talking about a chip that's going to, I want to say, go up 2 or 3,000%. I mean,
we don't know. What it's going to do is you're going to have plants built in Indiana and Ohio to manufacture microprocessors and chips. And you're going to employ Americans, and they're going to pay taxes, and they're going to make the economy go up where they live, and that kind of thing. All right, we don't want that money going to China, but Schumer is going to force it. If this bill gets passed, it's just another step towards us becoming world number two. And by number two, I mean second place to China and shit.
Our world number two now. We haven't been number one. Trump tried to bring us back, but Obama fucked that. Under Obama.
We're over there fighting Russia over fucking Ukraine, which isn't a democracy anyway. And I've been saying that for a long time. People got pissed at me, but now they're starting to catch on. It's like you see all those memes, you know, to all the conspiracy theorists from 2019, 2020, and 21. Congratulations, you've been right all along. Well, I was right all along about Ukraine. Ukraine is not a democracy. We shouldn't be wasting blood and treasure and money over there just to get kickbacks to the Biden family from defense contractors, basically, I think, what's going on. But China is our enemy. China is the one who's got the money, and China's the one who's got a long-term plan, and they're the ones who've got evil intent. Well, you know, Putin's the richest man in the world. He doesn't give a flying fuck. He just wants to have a little bit of a legacy before he kicks off. Mm-hmm. But China, we need to worry about. And what are we doing? Not worrying about China. Why? Well, they've paid millions and millions of dollars to the Biden family. That's probably a good part of it, isn't it?
Maybe something fun will happen when Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan.
Yeah, maybe. So, like I said, some people might be better off eating a little less, but, you know, We've got a mess, and difficulty paying bills now polls higher now than in the middle of the pandemic when people didn't have jobs. People are more worried about paying their bills now when they have jobs out there, and there's a lot of jobs that aren't even filled, than they were in the middle of the pandemic when they didn't have a job and just had a government check. And the left hoisted this shit on us and still haven't given up. But I will summarize the opening by using the words of the man best suited to fix all this mess without mean tweets. This is from Friday night right here in Tampa Bay, Florida. The greatest city and the greatest state in the country. Well, except for Mayor Castro. Off the Hook Radio gives you Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Here we go.
With Biden, you think of a guy staring into the teleprompter like a deer in a headlights. End of quote. Repeat the line. Now, I must say, he did test positive for COVID, and I want to, on behalf of the state of Florida, wish President Biden a speedy recovery from COVID. And I also want to wish the United States of America a speedy recovery from Joe Biden.
That's all right. Yeah. Yeah. I got a picture of him with Thug Life on it and made a meme out of that statement. It did pretty good the other night. I heard him say that and it just cracked me the fuck up. I mean, Rick, do we have the greatest governor in the history of governors or what?
I love him.
You do.
Huh?
I love the Pasco County Sheriff. Is that in Pasco?
No. I live in Pasco.
No, who? What's his name?
Cronister's here. He's okay, but
where's Judd from?
Grady Judd is the next one over, where Plant City is and stuff. What's it called?
That's not possible.
Polk County
Sheriff's Office. Yeah. I was looking up on Facebook real quick. I was typing in P because it usually pops right up because I visit his page quite often. Polk County Sheriff's Department. He's got one of the best Facebook pages on out there. So if, you know, you're looking for a good time, check it out. Like your page.
Hey, Rick, I've got good news for you.
Oh, what?
This is other news.
In other news?
In other news, we have a win for vaginas.
Ooh.
Vaginas win. Yay. Now, I remember we talked about Leah Thomas. It just pissed me off so bad that Penn nominated Leah Thomas, who still has a rather impressive swinger that he tucks away in the ladies' locker room before he goes out and beats up on 5'10" girls with a 6'6" manly frame. In swimming, they had nominated Leah Thomas to be the NCAA Woman of the Year. And we pitched a bit of a tizzy about that a couple weeks ago. Well, it's over. He didn't even win the Ivy League. The Ivy League selected Columbia fencer with a vagina.
Ah.
Yes.
You know,
the NCAA announced its selection for the 2022 Women of the Year Award on Monday, naming Columbia University fencer Sylvia Binder as the Ivy League pick over national championship and University of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. Binder is a senior from Armonk, New York. Did I say that right, Slim? Armonk?
I think okay. So. I don't know if I'm there. I don't know.
Was among the 577 overall students nominated for this honor earlier this month and is one of the 8 athletes nominated from the Ivy League Conference. She was the 2019 NCAA Women's Foil Champion. She placed 5th at the Ivy League Championships this season, 2nd in the Northeast Regional, 3rd at the NCAA Championships with an overall record of 17-6. She was also named the 2022 Women's Connie Manatee Award as Columbia's top senior student athlete. Quite frankly, her record in fencing is not like extremely impressive. But it seemed to me the other Ivy League schools didn't want Leah and his dick representing them in the NCAAs for the Woman of the Year. So we have a win for Vajayjays.
I'm still sitting here trying to figure out how the fuck I would actually tuck it.
Mm. You just wrap around your waist. Just say you're chubby.
That's kind of what I think I'd have to do because I don't think there's any talking.
Yeah. Okay. We don't want to hear no bragging. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Well, as soon as you said he was in the locker room talking, I'm sitting here going, man, how would I fucking accomplish
this?
Oh,
no. There were stories earlier, you know, during the swim season, the women in the locker room were just pissed off because he'd just come in and strip off and walk around with it flopping all over the place. And, you know, they felt like they weren't allowed to say anything.
Here's the thing. If he's really, you know, not having like those, like if he's not he's
probably good at the helicopter
threat, it probably is. If he's not a threat to those women, like sexually, like if, you know, if he really looks at himself as a woman, he's not a threat to them sexually. I mean, it's not like women haven't seen.
Yeah, but come
before.
On. Seriously, dicks are ugly. Come on.
Well, we got
dicks are ugly. Men's bodies don't look like women's bodies. Are nice.
Dude, there's plenty of
they're soft,
vaginas.
They're round, they're sexually attractive. Men are just, you know, whatever.
There's plenty of ugly vaginas, and there's definitely plenty of saggy tits. I mean, we're not.
Okay, depress me. Go ahead.
He just did.
He just thanks, Rick. Anyway. I got a Whipple story coming up later, but it's a male Whipple.
I threw it in.
Anyway, as bad as things are, camalamonium, and that's a new word. I should register that word.
Oh, do it. Hashtag.
Camalamonium. How do I register a word?
I don't know. You'll have to Google it after the show.
All right. Because that's pretty good. That's like fucktastrophe. Although fucktastrophe, somebody had used before me. But because I looked it up. Camalamonium, nobody's used that till tonight.
Well, yeah, but by the time the show's over, someone will have already fucking taken care of your registering it.
Well, you register it while I'm talking. You know what to do. As bad as things are, camalamonium is only a heartbeat away. Hell, at this point, could she do any worse? Yeah. I mean, even right now, when she can pretty much do whatever she wants because Biden don't give a shit about her. Instead of addressing the border crisis, which he's supposed to, the crime surge, which is just insane, especially in New York lately. New York's got the cashless bail thing. You know, a guy hits a cop 12 times and he's out in like 8 hours. You know, I mean, come on, let's get serious. The failure to be energy independent, you know, stuff that you actually want the government to take care of. She's still pretending that the Supreme Court of the United States banned abortions. They didn't. You and I know it. But, you know, they're hoping they can convince enough pussy hat wearing lefties to commit violence between now and the election, that voters will go their way in November. There's absolutely no chance in hell it happens, but it's all they got. So this morning, the Veep chaired a meeting with disability advocates celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Disability Act, or whatever the hell it was called, which made sense. I mean, it's not a bad law. I used to have to administer it when I was moonlighting the state of Pennsylvania for a while. But the disability advocates, who, of course, are most impacted by the Roe decision because, you know, disabled people are so worried about their birth control. Yeah. Okay. Now, it was a stretch, you know, but she knew she was going to be on TV, so, and she isn't all that bright. But the best part of this whole thing was her open, and we've got it for you, so listen to this.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
There you go. The most pressing issues of our time, you know, like inflation, energy independence, crime, border crisis. Oh, no. It's abortion for disabled people. That's the pressing issue of our time. This is what a moron this woman is. And once again, I will repeat, how fucking hard could it be to get a law degree if this idiot has one? I mean, seriously.
What concerns me out of all this is, are we going to have to go into jobs when we go to interview or when we interview people and actually refer to ourselves like she is? My name is, you know, Kamala Harris. My pronouns are her and she. I mean, are we going to be forced into this?
I know two people who would never do it.
You and Rick.
Me and Rick.
but the schools are forcing teachers to adapt to all students' pronouns, or you're in trouble. I mean, you have to, whatever this kid decides they want to be.
And we talked about the NEA last week. I mean, that's basically the Communist Party of America. Not they're all teachers aren't bad, but their leadership sure as fuck is.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I'm not mad at the teacher that has to sit there in the cafeteria and monitor the fact that these kids are eating out of a bowl and meowing and barking. That's not the teacher's fault. That's the administration's fault for allowing it to happen in the school. The teacher just has to follow the administrator's rules.
Well, the NEA is also behind the fact that there are now almost as many administrators in the school systems in the United States as there are teachers. And there's no way in hell that needs to be.
No.
You know, one administrator for every 10 or 15 teachers, like it was back in the 70s and 80s, is just fine. But now, no, that's where they jack up your property taxes and they hire more administrators. Oh, we need the money for teachers. And who'd you hire?
We have.
You hired 14 people to oversee teachers and tell them what to do.
We have two principals per elementary building in our district.
Now, there you go. There's a perfect example then.
And then and we have two elementary buildings, and each elementary building only has probably 450 to 500 kids in it. And then you go to your middle school, and there's three administrators, and you get to the high school, and there's like four. And that's not counting athletic directors who actually fall into administration either. This is just principals.
Hey, Rick.
It's ridiculous.
Do you think, you know, her describing her blue suit to the blind people, do you think they were just shaking with anticipation till they found that out?
Yeah, they're good. They couldn't wait. They just plossed right there.
You know, if they've been blind their whole life.
Yeah, so they know what the color blue means.
They don't even know what a blue is, do they? But then she said she identifies as she, her pronouns are she and her. Now, I have a question for you guys. Have we finally found a Democrat who can tell us what a woman is?
It appears so.
Ooh.
I want to know when Joe comes out and does his next speech, if he's going to come out and say, I'm Joe Biden, I identify as a sniffer.
Yeah, identify as a traitor, a sniffer, and a pervert.
Yeah, my pronouns are fucking moron.
My pronouns are shower with my daughter.
My pronoun is.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. My pronoun is the big guy. Yeah, that's what we could do a whole segment on what Biden's pronouns would be. Yeah, hi, I'm Kamala Harris, and I'm a woman sitting at a table wearing a blue suit.
I about died when I saw that.
I mean, this is with disability advocates, okay? And she wants to talk about abortion. I mean, she has no fucking clue.
I would be interested to see if she continues to do her meetings like this when she opens or does anything, if she introduces herself and continues to do it that way.
The Disability Act put many more handicapped parking spaces in front of businesses.
Oh, yeah.
It insisted that you had to be handicap accessible at your doors. You had to have a handicap accessible restroom, because handicapped people deserve the right to live a normal life out and about like everybody else. I thought it was really a fine law at the time.
It still is.
And it still is. And then you got this turd out there talking to the people who are happy about the law and celebrating its 30th anniversary, reminding them that the Supreme Court of the United States just took away your right to kill a baby. Do you think they fucking care? Maybe three or four of them did, but, you know, I mean, come on. It was a room full of people. She has no clue. This woman is just so off the mark on everything. You know, it's no wonder she dropped out before Iowa. Nobody was going to vote for her. People in California don't even fucking like her. That's her state. Ugh. It's the 32nd anniversary of the American with Disabilities Act.
Nobody in California likes Nancy Pelosi, yet she somehow continues to get reelected.
Well, you know, she owns her district.
I know.
Yeah. But, you know, she said the Supreme Court overturning Roe Wade is particularly concerning to her due to the effects it could have on Americans with disabilities, claiming that the, quote, decision will uniquely impact this community. How? You know,
you just asked how. Only if they make it. Only if they find a way to make it impact the community, which that's in this world.
There are disabled women who can get pregnant. You know, there certainly are. But they're going to have a lot of difficulties with the situation and stuff. And I guarantee you, there are not very many disabled women that give birth. There just aren't. It's kind of like transgenders. There just aren't many. Okay, but they're going to try and blow this up into the next civil rights thing. You know, it's just total bullshit. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert, who I am now following on Twitter because she's funny and she makes sense. She tweeted in response to a clip of the comments, "Okay, but what is a woman?" So she went basically the same place I did. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia wrote her own parody introduction. She said, "I'm Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm a woman. I'm a mother. And I'm sick of this shit." that's pretty good. I like that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, the Democrats are basically socialist communist assholes, but the Republicans are basically surrender monkey pussies, you know. And when Marjorie Taylor Greene got elected representative in Georgia, she said some tough shit. I mean, she said some like Trump like things, maybe not delicate and maybe not perfectly acceptable in high society, but she was right and she made sense. But the Democrats forced the Republicans into taking her committee assignments away from her in Congress. They gave in.
You know, it's interesting. I had this whole pronoun thing came up.
She's
today
polling about 77% in her districts. Americans get it, even if the political class don't.
They don't, but the Americans do get it. But you know, listen, I had this whole pronoun thing came up today. We had to have a bunch of people come into work today to do some stuff, employees, and in that was like four or five of my main core employees that have been there for years, and we were standing aside chit-chatting for a few minutes while we were waiting for this truck to show up, and I had one of the employees came to me and said, "All right, so do we have anybody this year that we have to do this whole pronoun, nonsense, with?" And everyone just kind of like sighed, like, we're so sick and tired of this. But, sadly, we do. I mean, we have two employees that we have that want to go by pronouns, and that's how you're supposed to address them. And they, they don't want to be used by their name. And, and it's this is really becoming a part of every day now. I mean, I'm a small business. I have 37 employees, and I have two that absolutely 100%, want to go by pronouns in all aspects. Now the one kid,
really?
Oh yeah, the one.
Like what
kid,
pronouns?
The one wants to be they, and the other one is he.
And it's a girl.
The girl is the they, and the he is a boy, but it's transisting to a girl. And I don't understand how they pick. I don't understand how they pick their pronouns.
Are they over 18?
Yes, they are over 18. So
okay,
they are adults.
They can do what the fuck they want.
I understand that, but. I'm not going to use their name, but if I need to get a hold of the girl, say the girl's name is Samantha, I can't go up and say, "Hey, Samantha." I have to go up and say, "Hey, they." And
no,
to me, that's
no,
just
you
so,
don't.
That's
you
just so,
say, "Hey, they."
That's how they want us to do it. Yes. No. I mean, because we had a conversation with them at the beginning of how this worked, and they don't want us to address, I cannot call her Samantha. That's not her name. I made up a name. Yeah. I can't call her Samantha. And she says, "I'm not going to take offense to you." She says, "But you have to understand, there is people that will. I'm telling you, that's not how that's not how you call me. You don't call me Samantha. And I'm just not going to call anybody by anything. I'm just going to go up and tap them on the shoulder and say, come here."
No.
Rick,
what would you do? What would you do to Rick?
I would just say, "Hey, you, come here."
Hey, you?
You.
See, you as a pronoun. You can't. That's
you
the wrong pronoun. Probably. Everything can be a brick. They can make anything a
Plus
pronoun.
It's a Jersey pronoun. It'd be yous.
Yeah.
So you can't use hey yous or bro or, it's that's it, and we're walking this fine line.
I would call her Samantha and I would fill that out on the termination form.
Yeah. And then you get sued.
I don't understand how you can call somebody hey they.
You can't, but that's
plural.
No. Yeah, see, plural. Look, I actually have an above average IQ, and even though English was my toughest subject, I still got A's. I got like 93, 94s, not 98s, but I still got A's in English. And I do know that they is not proper English for an individual. They is plural. So what is the singular for they? You.
You, exactly. You, hey you.
So I either say hey you or I say Samantha. I ain't calling one person they. Sorry. I know you're in New York. You got to put up with this shit. You still work.
I have to put up with this shit because we can get sued for it. That's
Rick and I don't have to put up with this shit no more. We're old. Rolled and cranky.
Well, if you were, that's not necessarily true because, and I'll be careful where I go with this, Rick, but there may become a time where, I mean, you're in Florida. You have a Republican governor for now. I mean, he probably will win re-election.
We have the greatest governor in the history of governors.
But that doesn't mean that sometime down the road you turn blue, get Democrat, and you guys have to do, in your job, you have to now refer to people as their pronouns, especially if they make their pronouns known to you. Now,
how long
until
you retire, Rick?
Huh?
How long until you retire?
April-ish.
Yeah, fuck them.
They can't
See, Slim, what I got to explain to you, because you're still young, okay?
Yeah, 43.
I know you're not 43. As young as you used to be, but you're still young. See, at our age, because Rick and I aren't that far apart, at our age, life imprisonment just isn't the deterrent it used to be. We don't give a fuck. When I say get off my lawn, I mean get off my fucking lawn.
Yeah, but the you problem know what I mean? With your life in prison, you don't get to watch all six football games at once.
You can't come on.
I can't now either.
Well,
I'm in a townhouse. I'm down to three TVs from seven, and they're in different rooms. So yeah, I'll be watching. I'll be like CB. I'll be watching Red Zone when I'm not. Although unlike CB, eight times this year I will actually be at a real live NFL game, watching in person. Fuck. Which is the best? First down, Tampa Bay. The whole stadium chants Bay. It's great. Anyway, it's Brady's last year. I'm probably going to go to every game.
You're going to get the fuck Joe Biden chant going? Come on.
I don't know. It does better at colleges, but the way things are going right now, it might start popping up at pro games this year. I hope so. So anyway, if you think you had it, we've got a so you think you had a bad day segment. So if you think you had a bad day, what about this? Alaska Airlines flight had to return to its departure gate because of what a pilot described as a, quote, failure to get along with the other. These are pilots. Now, we've got shortages of pilots, baggage handlers, and other airport staff. And we've got shortages everywhere. We've got shortages in the military. We got shortages. Why do we have all these shortages? Because if you don't get the vaccination, fuck you. It's like I love these Major League Baseball players who, when they go to when they have to go play the Toronto Blue Jays, they stay home because they didn't. They said fuck you. They didn't get vaccinated, and Canada won't let them in. I got more respect for these people. These are late 20s, early 30s athletes in the prime. They're healthy as hell, and they said no. I'm not sticking something crap that I don't know what the fuck it is in my body. My body's how I earn my living. And they said, go to hell. There was four Phillies that couldn't go to Toronto, and the two best players on the St. Louis Cardinals are currently not there. They're number three and four hitters in the lineup, who both make a shitload of money, Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. They said, yeah, fuck you. We're not doing it. We're staying home. Screw you, Canada. So I like that. But these guys just couldn't get along. But the bitch for the people on this situation was, it was an Alaska Airlines flight. And this thing runs from Washington Dulles International, and its destination is San Francisco. Typically, the flight leaves Washington at 4:10 local time. But on Monday, the 18th of July, it would be over 3 hours late. There was a storm that already delayed the flight for an hour and a half to 2 hours. Then the aircraft pushed back from the gate, and a short time later, a pilot made a public announcement informing them that the Alaska Airlines flight is returning to its departure gate. The exact wording of the pilot, whom passengers identified as the captain, varies slightly, but the gist of it was, this was, quote, a failure of the captain and first officer to get along, according to the pilot PA. The Alaska Airlines pilot added that this was happening in the interest of safety. Sure enough, the aircraft returned to the gate and the pilot disembarked. The airline then had to find a new pilot quickly, and they did have one who had some time who was going to fly to LA, and he took it over. But they ended up being over 3 hours late because these pilots were going to fight. Now, if you're a first officer on an airline, your job is to be the number two to the pilot. You run the checklist. You follow instructions. He's the one who gives the orders.
Spock.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Spock doesn't fly the Enterprise. Kirk does. You know? Kirk's the captain.
Makes sure everything functions for Kirk.
Well, you know, but the point is, he's not in charge. The pilot was in charge, and this guy was fighting with the pilot.
Fascinating.
Now, in general, pilots are encouraged to avoid certain discussions like politics and religion to avoid unnecessary confrontations. By the time the Alaska Airlines pilot made his decision to leave, he and his colleagues had already spent some time together during the weather delay, you know, well over 2 hours, because they got to do the pre-flight shit and all that stuff. So they're never likely going to know what happened for him refusing to fly. But he got off there, and these poor people on that plane were well over 3 hours late getting to San Francisco. Then again, considering where they were going, So anyway, now I don't have a typical stupid criminal of the week this week.
Uh-oh, letters.
But I've got two stories here that either one could be considered a criminal, and I want you guys to make the call.
Oh, okay.
Okay. First, we got the billionaire male Whipple who could give Kamala a run for the dumbest politician with authority title. And that would be one J.B. Fat-Ass Pritzker. I don't know. I'm sorry. That's not his middle name. J.B. Pritzker has toilet troubles that could haunt him because he wants to run for president in 2024. Because he's a billionaire and he spent like $170 million to get elected governor in Illinois. And he's going to spend whatever the fuck it takes to get reelected. But from the polling I've seen, he probably won't. But that'll ruin him anyway. But here's what this guy did. He's a venture capitalist billionaire. That's very polite. Basically, he inherited his money from his grandfather and father. I forget which hotel chain it is, but they own one of the biggest hotel chains in the world. He became governor of the Prairie State. His wife, M.K. Pritzker. They allegedly removed the toilets from their second Chicago mansion they bought in 2007 for $3.7 million, and able to write the property off as uninhabitable on a property tax appeal. Cook County, which has got like the largest property taxes in the history of fucking property taxes, they're just whores. That's where Chicago is, but Cook County's big. They only tax vacant properties at 10% of their market value. So the property was reported by the Chicago Sun-Times as being uninhabited and allowed to fall in disrepair. So a 2018 report from Cook County Inspector General shed some light on the Pritzker's porcelain problem. In 2015, the company hired a contracting company to remove five toilets from their second mansion, allegedly take advantage of the country's low tax rate for uninhabitable properties. As a result, the mansion's lavatory is being lightened before the inspection. The Cook County Assessor's Office lowered the 6,400 square foot mansion's assessed value from $6.3 million to $1.1 million. Okay. Now, I have a friend who owns property in Cook County, or did. And that house was worth, I think, like $550,000. And I do believe the annual Cook County tax bill was somewhere around $15,000, $16,000. Okay, for a $550,000 house. So this is $1.1 million. So let's say he's going to pay $32,000 a year instead of five times that. He should pay $150,000 a year. So this guy, who's a billionaire, to save 10 grand a month, basically jumped through a loophole and is screwing the taxpayers of Cook County. You think that might come up when he runs for president?
Yeah, loopholes. If you don't like loopholes, close them.
Well, as a matter of this, during his 2018 run for governor, he pledged to pay back the $330,000. So my numbers were actually pretty good. I didn't get this far down the story. The $330,000 in property taxes he and his wife avoided over 3 years. So I was right. I said $10,000 a month. They're saying $11,000 a month. Okay. $110,000 a year. So it'd be $9,000 a month.
Yeah, but again...
But he's a fucking billionaire, and he's being a whore.
He
put toilets back in.
I said the same.
He used it for business.
I said the same thing on pre-show though too. If Trump did this and used a loophole, we wouldn't. I mean, the left would freak out, but we would think it's hey, he used a loophole. You can't be mad at the loophole. If you don't like the loophole, you got to get
Trump
rid of the loophole.
Trump did use some loopholes, but they were like IRS things.
There's still loopholes.
There were IRS things and stuff that he did, And he got $1 billion write down on his Atlantic City properties, which he was losing his ass on anyway, because of the way the tax laws are written. He didn't write the tax laws. Okay. What Pritzker did was go in and remove toilets, demand a reinspection and a reassessment. Oh, no toilets. It's uninhabitable. We lower your tax bill. Then he puts the toilets back in.
It wasn't ethical. No. It definitely wasn't ethical. Trump's loopholes were ethical.
This guy who's number two on the Democrats' 2024 list at the moment. So anyway, so we've got the fat billionaire. Then we have CNN host Breonna Keeler. I think I said it right. I'm not sure. She's not too bright either, you know, like Pritzker. But I assume at CNN that's a job requirement, so we have to let her slide on that. But she was floored. She said this on air. She was floored to learn that her four-year-old child was the first kid at a local pharmacy to get a COVID vaccine. I'm stunned. I'm floored. My child was the first one in the neighborhood to get a COVID vaccine. She was a week into the process of getting her four-year-old vaccinated. When we went, I found out I was the first person at the pharmacy in his age group. I was floored by that. I also wondered how this compares when you're looking at kids in other age groups. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, kids got so sick from COVID. No, they didn't. Even when they put out that bullshit number that like 8,900 children under 16 were hospitalized with COVID, that came out about 5 months ago as total bullshit. But of course, that didn't get anywhere near the play that 8,900 under 16. The number was like 80 something. Okay. It was less than 1% of the factual number that we're providing to you here on CNN and MSNBC. No, she stuck a vaccination, but
therapeutic.
She stuck a therapeutic that definitely has side effects. You know, women's menstrual cycles are all fucked up. That's come out. You've got all the young males with heart problems. You had a 27-year-old male soccer player in terrific shape, passed all his physicals. He was a pro. Fucking just died on the soccer field. Gee, what did all these people have in common? They got vaccinated when they didn't fucking need it. You know. Now, Rick, you were not quite in the age group where they said you have to have it.
Right. I was just
you're not morbidly obese. Do you have any other underlying medical conditions besides the one that you're going to have off for surgery, which isn't a COVID one?
No. I mean,
no.
Underactive thyroid, maybe.
So, okay. So you said, fuck you.
Yeah. I told them they can.
Or, you're Italian. How does Italian say fuck you?
Fuck you. No.
No.
They say, forget about it.
Forget about it. That means fuck you. Okay.
What are you gonna? My doctor says he asked me once. Goes, well, you know, with the vaccine, I went, stop right there. I'm not getting it. And if you insist on talking about this bullshit thing, I'm walking out now. And he goes, oh, okay. And it was over.
There you go. So then you did get COVID. You survived after you had, what, three or four days that were not pleasant?
3 days, maybe 5 days of like.
And you got the bad one, too. You got that second one.
I'm pretty sure I got Delta.
Yeah, the Delta one.
Yeah, I mean.
So you got the worst one there was, and you were sick for 3 or 4 days.
I would say 3-ish, 4 days of without no smell, no taste, and maybe 4 days of just really tired.
Okay. So a week.
I would say just
kind of knock you out for, like the flu would knock you out for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
when it came back and then I'm back to normal, except I didn't hit the lottery yet.
Let's
see. Goes off in 2 more minutes.
So this woman sticks a shit into a 4-year-old. So I think that's horrible parenting. I think that's criminal. So who's the bigger criminal, the fat billionaire who broke the law, or the stupid CNN woman who God knows what she did to her 4-year-old kid?
I can't vote on this one, because the first guy was just smart and used loopholes, and the second lady, she didn't actually commit a crime. She's just a moron because she doesn't follow the science. She just is brainwashed to vaccinate her kids, but it's not against the law to vaccinate your kid. So,
well, it's not against the law to vaccinate your kid because Democrats are running things.
Right. But I mean, both of these people are idiots. They're stupid people of the week. Let's go that way.
Rick, which one would you go with?
Oh, sure. Maybe the tiebreaker. All right. The first guy.
I didn't pick one.
I didn't pick anybody, really, because they're just.
I put it this. I would put them both in the stupid idiot category.
Thank you.
The first guy, while not ethical, it wasn't illegal.
Well, technically it is.
When he put him back, it was.
When he put him back, he was admitting he did it on purpose for illegal purposes. So, okay, Pritzker is our stupid criminal of the week.
There we go.
Breonna Keeler's is our stupid moron at CNN of the week.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, so the fat billionaire stealing tax money over the mother who just shot unknown future problems into her kid for no reason. We got it. All right. Ooh, we're running late.
That's all right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll skip the thing about Harbaugh. Okay, we're going to close with your So Woke, You're a Joke segment. Tonight's winner, meaning loser, is Pat Benatar. And every listener under 40 just went, who?
Not all of them, because Pat Benatar music is on a lot of these reality TV music singing shows, so there's a lot of kids that know.
All right. Well, Pat Benatar has come out and said that she will not sing her biggest hit, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, anymore.
It fucking sucks.
In the wake of the mass shootings.
Oh, and I think she won over the fat guy and the lady with the jab then.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Fire Away. Okay, now that's either about sex or about a guy just trying to pick her up. Okay, it's one of the other. It has nothing to do with guns. Okay, but she refuses to do it out of protest over the mass shootings.
Can I just tell you something? She just canceled herself.
Yes. But she will still do Helter Skelter, the Beatles song, in concert, because, you know, she wants to keep Charles Manson Jr. happy, I guess. And she also will do Love Is a Battlefield. But we dump Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
It said she just canceled herself.
All right. How about we just dump her?
We dump her.
Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have her on my phone anyway.
Problem is, my daughter loves that song. Fuck.
Which one? Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
She loves Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Oh, then just play it like crazy.
Because I don't want to give her any streams on Spotify. I'm actually going to go block it.
Piss off all the wokesters. But you can just irritate them by keep playing it over and over.
This is true.
Yeah, I'm a sick bastard. That's why I like that.
Wrong with that.
So we're going to our zone out schedule for August.
That's changed up a lot.
We need to talk about that.
So our listeners know what's going on.
All right. Next week's the 2nd of August. We will have a live show with all three of us handsome, humble bastards.
I may or may not make that one.
Okay. At least two of us handsome, humble bastards.
I'll be here.
Yeah. Okay. The 9th is a day Slim has to take off, and it's also the night before Rick's having a surgery. So we will be off the 9th. We will be off the 16th, and most likely we will be off the 23rd, because I don't think I'll be back from my vacation in time. Okay, so the 9th, 16th, and 23rd, we will be doing best ofs.
Or something.
Rick and I can talk about it, but he has no access to our database. Slim and I will talk about it. We will stick in some good shows for you on the 9th, 16th, and 23rd, if you just want to hear us being snarky-ass miserable fucks, because we're good at that. Without a doubt, there's always a doubt. God willing, we will be back all together and healthy on August 30th. Okay. So there's five shows in August. We're skipping three of them.
It is what it is. We all have to have a vacation, and this is definitely a perfect time.
Hey, we did the show all through COVID, man.
Kept us. We liked it. It gave us something to do.
Yeah. So, you know, other being sick. So that's it. And if you don't have the Zone Out Radio app, get it. And, you know, people, if you've got the Zone Out Radio app and you're listening to it on an Android, text me or send me a message. Yeah, text me. You know my phone number. send me a message on Facebook and tell me how it sounds, because I still got one person complaining it doesn't work on theirs. But Slim streams it on an Android every show.
That's a piece of shit, just to make sure.
Yeah, and it works fine on his. Everybody with an iPhone says it works fantastic. And we went through the code and everything. Slim couldn't find any problems with the Android side. And he's good at that shit. So,
yeah, I'm stumped.
All right. Rick, I see you tomorrow night is still up in the air.
Okay, I'll be there.
But it's the old people's day. It's the seniors.
Ah, okay.
So it'll be a long day.
It's not Omaha?
No. It's senior tournament.
You're not far off from being part of the old people's it for real.
No, you only have to be 50 to be in a senior tournament, so I'm well past that, where I'm good. But the senior tournament's like 250 entry fee, 10,000 guarantee. Okay. Last time they had one in the middle of the week, I think it went off at like $28,000. So, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, it's a 10-hour day, but, you know, there's a pretty good chunk of coin at the end. And, you know, for a senior, I'm not that stupid yet, so I have a chance. So I might do it. And we are going to close tonight's show with the number one song in the nation. How about that shit? Huh?
Cool.
Not going to be a Pat Benatar song.
Obviously not.
Not anymore.
Good point, though. No, we're going to close with the number one song in the nation. Folks, we're going to say goodnight with John Rich and his new song, Progress. Listen to this. Don't hang up on us. Listen to this. You'll love it. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. No glory is divided on firing street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say let go of Jesus, let government say. You can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Shut down our pipelines and they shut down our borders. Shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. They bent us all over, but it's all over now. We figured it out. We ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine.